This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
He's a career. He's had a law enforcement career, yes. Professional.
Right.
Yep. I know of no other instance of.
But he was also a political appointee, and he was a political appointee with me at the Department of Justice. The letter's a bit snitty, and I think it was probably written by one of his staff people.
How is that fair? So you have Bill Barr, highly respected, great attorney general, and he's got to take the abuse from people that are running for office. They don't care about this. They're just looking for political points. And I really think that the American people see through it so easily.
All right, so that's the president there, obviously, talking about what happened today on the Hill. William Barr's view of the episode, if you will, with the former White House counsel was pretty interesting. Snitty seemed to be the big adjective that came out of that with the Mueller letter, and you heard Senator Richard Blumenthal in that exchange right before that. Joining us at the top with me, Kate Delaney, is Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Ellen, so your take on what went down on Wednesday with Barr?
Well, my take is that, frankly, I mean, he really went after and did not get along with Mueller, and the two of them have been apparently very good friends. Now, also, tomorrow, he is supposed to testify, or was supposed to testify, this is Attorney General Barr, at the House committee. And the fact is that he's now saying he won't be because they passed a rule basically allowing their lawyers, who are very bright people, to ask him questions, and he will not put up with that.
Yeah, but he missed a deadline for subpoenaed information on Wednesday, I guess. And like you said, he won't put up with that. So it looks like that's not going to happen. And it's about the handling of the Mueller report on the Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election, of course. And he balked at what you said,
absolutely.
The committee's plan.
And
yeah.
And the question is, what now happens? Do they try and kick him out of the job? Do they need the Senate to do that, which I think they actually do? And, you know, because basically the president can appoint whoever he wants to appoint. And if, you know, they want to get Attorney General Barr in some kind of prison or say that he lied or he wasn't cooperative, well, the president can simply ignore that. And because it is a federal thing, he can pardon him. And that's what the president, my guess, is going to be doing.
Yeah, and it comes down to what we were saying in the beginning, the suggestion that Mueller felt like Barr misconstrued his findings, and that was reverberated, obviously, with the Democrats in the House accusing Barr of perjuring himself in testimony to Congress, too. That was big.
Well, you know, and it's interesting that the president said, oh, well, you know, people can see through that. But I have to tell you that what happened is, of course, you had Lindsey Graham, who was head of the committee, and he just talked about all his legislation in the beginning statement. Oh, I've done bipartisan legislation, et cetera. Well, this was, making him look good. He was doing his own dance. I mean, I got to tell you, if the Democrats did it, the Republicans did it as well.
I like that. There you go. If they did it, the other side did it as well. So here's the key thing, and I say this all the time on this show. Why should Americans care about this? What's in this for Americans? More of the same.
Well, you know, why should we have cared about Nixon and impeachment? Why did we care about when Clinton had that relationship and he was impeached, and I was around during those days? So the fact is that America cares what happens to its leaders and how their leaders act. And that's important, I think, because it sets a tone for the whole country.
I agree with you. That's what it is. It boils down to that, the tone that's set for the whole country, where it starts with, absolutely, with leadership. So does this motivate some of the Democrats more for 2020, do you think?
Well, you know, you have 20 people who are running, including Joe Biden. Now, Joe Biden is doing very well in the polls, but he has not been yet with the debate. Debates, the Democratic debates, you have to have a certain poll number, and I think you have to have 65,000 individual contributors to get on the debate stage. So the fact is that whether Biden can last through the debates or not, I honestly don't know. It depends how Governor Pete does. It depends how Kamala Harris does. It depends how Elizabeth Warren does. I mean, all of these people are very good at debating because that's what they did to get into office in the first place.
Touche. Were you a good debater? I think you were a good debater.
No, actually, I wasn't pretty good. But, you know, I've done my time.
I've done my time. All right, so this is the other thing that's interesting. And you sent me, you sent me a little clip on this talking about invade Venezuela, ? I've been to Venezuela, and it's a beautiful country. It's horrible what's happened there.
I've been to Venezuela, too.
Yeah, and now you've got the president making a comment on a Fox Business Network that at least they could go in and help a little bit, maybe, the opposition leader. Wow, so are we going to go in and invade Venezuela?
Well, that's a question. And then also I've been reading that supposedly Russia sent some missiles there, very similar to the Cuban Missile Crisis. So we really don't know what is going on in Venezuela, or at least they haven't told us. I'm sure we know a little more than we say we're going to know. But the fact is that it is not a pretty situation there. Maduro says that he put down the attempted coup. But did he really? We just don't know, and we don't know how long this is going to go on for.
Yeah. And then, of course, the final thing is we always have immigration. And there's no movement there other than a whole bunch of money was asked by the White House to because of emergency funds. So we're dumping a ton of money into this if that gets approved, right?
Well, it's true. And we're not going to build a wall with that money. We're supposedly going to use it for services. You know, also Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer met with the president and they decided on an infrastructure project. This was yesterday, not today. For $2 trillion with a T dollars. And nobody's talking about where they're going to get the money.
Wow. Crazier and crazier. That's why you didn't retire, like, you're so young anyway, but that's why you didn't retire however many years ago when you told me, I think this is my last election. I think that was like three elections ago, by the way.
Well, you know, it gets more interesting. What can I say?
Yes, absolutely. All right, Ellen Radner, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So much of it is over Mueller's report and Barr and the rift, obviously, between the two of them. And Ellen said it, you know, they used to be pretty good friends, so obviously not now. The president reacting to that as well. Joe Biden, who's running for president, says that Barr should resign. He's lost the confidence of the American people. Got a ton of emails from many of you on this and other things as well, because as you know, we don't do the one-trick thing around here. We talk about what's buzzing in your backyard and mine that you care about. And I think Ellen made a good point. We care about the way our country is set up. We care about leadership. And if you forget that, because I grew up in the belly of liberty, and from the time I was little, this was really put before me, remember that it is we, the people. Remember that we are the government. People forget that. That's why it's so important to be involved in the community and to be involved in what happens politically so you can go out and let your vote be heard. If more people did that, maybe we'd get people that we liked better in Congress. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
We're all over the map in the mailbag here. Plus, coming up later this hour, we're going to invade the man cave. What does the Kentucky Derby look like? Favorite Omaha beach is scratched. That's a big impact on the Derby odds. Even people who don't pay attention to a lot of sports kind of are into the Kentucky Derby. There's something about it. It's one of the most celebrated sporting events in our country. And my family has a tie to the Kentucky Derby. I will tell you about it once we're in the man cave. But before we go to the mailbag in this segment, and before we're in that man cave, how about this? Coming up in our next hour, a conversation with author Tim Carter. He's written a book called Living in God's Rhyme. Even the angels are singing about this incredible book because hallelujah, hallelujah, I love that. Hallelujah. Yes, because how many people could write a book on Facebook, let people see you doing the writing, in other words, your poetry every day, because that's what he did. He took the Bible and then he broke it down into poetry, different passages. And I even asked him, I don't want to spoil the interview, but I even asked him at one point, what's your favorite passage? Well, the one that he's on that day, which I love that answer. So Living in God's Rhyme, you can get it on Amazon.com. But I love the fact that he let people see the process. So you could see the postings, and that's how it was becoming a book. And this is a guy who understands poetry because he had a love for it when he was back in high school. And then fast forward, and here he goes, you know, three books, boom, bang and very, very unique and very, very interesting and a great way to really get in there and dig deeper, and especially with poetry. And because I love poetry, there's no question this resonates with me. So, again, Tim Carter's book is called Living in God's Rhyme. You can get it on Amazon.com. And you can hear him next hour on the show. With that, let's turn to the mailbag. And the mailbag is loaded with all kinds of different interesting emails from you. If you want to let it fly in any direction, you know what I'm saying, all you have to do is hit me up at katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. So this one comes to us from Alex, who says, Katie, love the show. You know that. I know it's kind of weird when people say that you hear it on radio stations all the time, but I really do. I got hooked on you a few years ago, and I like the fact that you do talk about what matters to us. What matters to us is, can we get to the bottom of what is the gist of Mueller versus Barr? So did Barr not correctly summarize those 400-plus pages, or is Mueller hiding from what he messed up on? And what that is that he didn't come forward with any charges if he thought he had something there. In fact, here's what Ted Cruz, the senator from Florida, had to say about that.
I have to say that is an exceptionally weak argument. Because if you're hiding something, I'll tell you right now, General Barr, you're doing a very lousy job of hiding it. Because the thing that they're suggesting you hid, you released to Congress and the American people. And so if anyone wants to know what's in those 19 pages that are being so breathlessly, oh, Bob Mueller said release the 19 pages. You did. You did it a couple of weeks later. But we can read every word of the 19 pages along with the full report.
All right, so Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, by the way, not from Florida, and he's talking about, in my own state, he's talking about the 19 pages, like he said, that was released later. And this is all the arguments over the pages, what's redacted at the 448-page full report. The committee demanded that the department produce the full report, that whole thing. And, you know, it's just been insane. So we move from Alex's comment to this one from Joe, and Joe listening to us in Florida. I guess that's why I was thinking about Florida. He says, Kate, I'd rather talk about the long lines at Disney than listen to any more nonsense about the Mueller report. Look, Mueller had his chance. If they investigated for 2 years, they couldn't nail the president to the wall for colluding with the Russians and trying to steal the election from underneath Hillary Clinton, then it's time to move on. We've spent how many millions of dollars paying people to investigate this? There are some heads that rolled for different reasons, and I think that's it. That this just goes down in history as, okay, another investigation. And with the kind of scrutiny that was possible in 2 years, I would have thought if Mueller really had something that was hard and definite and could nail whoever the president was or whoever the leader was of the free world, that's exactly what would have happened. I think Mueller doesn't like the fact that people are needling him, meaning the media, on being soft and tossing the ball to somebody else. So Barr gets grilled by Congress after the release of the Mueller report, etc., and then says he's not going to be there on Thursday, but we're not done with this. This isn't the last that we've heard of it. This is going to keep on rolling for a while, but I agree with you. The bottom line is if you could sting whoever was there, then wouldn't you sting him? And the good example is what's happened in the past with other presidents, Republican and Democratic presidents. All right, so let's move on to something else incredibly sad. This one from somebody in North Carolina, Ginger, who says, Kate, I listen to you all the time. You have a lot of fans in the Carolinas. I want you to know that. And I was listening to you talk about what happened at the University of North Carolina in Charlotte. It's very sad, and I don't know if you know this. How about the student who confronted the gunman in a classroom during the attack, and they say he really saved lives. I love the fact that people are confronting shooters, so when more could be killed, they aren't. And it's a risk when you do that, but good for that student. I don't know if you know their name, but I say they deserve the daily salute, and it's horrific what happened. And it just makes no sense to anyone that a former student would go back to his college campus and try to kill a bunch of people. Yeah, the student was Riley Howell, and I saw something about that shortly after that. That's exactly what he did, confronted the attacker. And so Howell was one of the two people killed in the shooting, and there you go. So there's somebody who was trying to protect people and lost his life along with another student. And then there were four others that were injured when the shooter opened fire. This 22-year-old who was a former student who was in the room where, had a handgun, etc. And, I mean, it's just legally purchased, had plenty of ammo, and was acting alone, apparently. But, you know, how sad is that? But this student, Riley Howell, they should dedicate a plaque, something, whatever, to not enough, because how do you make that call to those parents? A hero that saved lives, but now one that is no longer on the planet Earth. So just absolutely, you know, awful. And then the others that are injured, some of them fighting for their lives because you still have a few that are in critical condition. I mean, what a tragic situation. You know, absolutely. We got one more about that. This one was from Rich, who said, Kate, you're right. It is about the victims. Forget about the shooter. The shooter is just the lowest of the low. What could motivate anybody to go and shoot it at people in a classroom setting? I just don't understand. Now you have to have all these lockdowns, and thank goodness, I guess, that you do have lockdowns, but it has to be pretty darn scary for anyone who was on that campus, particularly when they're getting ready to leave. That's right. They were taking final exams and getting ready to leave for the summer. So, yep, absolutely. It's terrible. All right. And then we have this one, this last one here. This one is from Michael. And Michael says, Kate, I heard you talking about the flooding that happens in Texas and some of the other areas in the South. Did you know in Des Moines, which, of course, is our third largest city in Iowa, now we are just ravaged by water and floodwaters, and the spring has been absolutely awful. We'd have barriers to hold back the floods, in fact, because it's not even working. So much water is just spilling across and inundating us. It's awful, this Mississippi flooding. And I think it's going to continue to get worse as the weather forecast predicts more rain. We've had major flooding disasters across our state. Yeah, that's true. Thanks for all the emails, everybody.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr took heat from Democrats on Capitol Hill. Here's Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal.
You, in effect,
exonerated or cleared the president.
No,
I didn't exonerate. I said that we did not believe that there was sufficient evidence to establish an obstruction offense, which is the job of the Justice Department.
That was in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Barr was supposed to appear before the House on Thursday, but now he says he's not going. Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler.
I can understand, given how dishonesty has been since March 24th at the latest, I can understand why he is afraid of facing more effective examination.
He says he won't issue a subpoena yet, but the committee is considering a contempt citation against Barr if the Justice Department doesn't provide them with the unredacted Mueller report soon. This is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Tired of the cougar. I don't know why that is. John Mellencamp or John Mellencamp Cougar or whatever he's calling himself now. But that is an old song, but I think it's still a pretty good song. All right, so as we rock into this segment, Kate Delaney saying, I hope you're having a great week, and if you're not, we're on the other side of the week, right? It's all in the way you perceive it. I said to somebody today, this sounds like a motivational speaker line, but it's not because, like, you know, I'm low main. I have to be authentic. So I used to have these lists, and I know I still have lists that say everything that has to be done, and it's ridiculous because yeah, you can't get them all done, all the things in one day. And it got to the point where I would be complaining about things that were actually fun to do. So instead of writing to-do list, right, I write what I get to do list. What I get to-do list. But it's never a problem when it comes to this show because I look forward to this show every single day of my life. And I realize, you know, I've said this, that it's 10 years since I have been doing the show. And it just gets sweeter and sweeter. Thanks to all of you for supporting my efforts across the country. I love your emails and I love the support. And so thank you for that. I call this Odds and Ends because we go in a couple of different directions. And those directions include some things that people talk about, like George Norrie, my pal, who crushes it not just in the late night hours, but paycheck-wise, because people want to talk about UFOs. And he said he's a nice guy, met him one time. But, you know, with this whole UFO things and people saying they've seen a UFO or they think it's, you know, poppycosh or whatever. How about the U.S. Navy? They drafted this procedure to investigate and catalog reports of unidentified flying objects coming in from the pilots. So they don't expect to make the information public, of course, because it would be classified. But they are acknowledging that they are keeping a catalog of what is being described, right? And why would they do that? Well, for necessity reasons. I mean, it is classified. It is military operations. So military aviation safety organizations always have reports of hazards to aviation as privileged info. So I don't think that's shocking. But wouldn't you like to get a hold of that? I would love to see it. I would. And even there was this deal that I read that the Navy's, and this has been reported all over the place, but the Navy's decision to draft formal guidelines for the pilots that I mentioned to document these encounters with unexplained aerial phenomenon comes after the revelation that in 2017, the Pentagon ran a secret UFO office that spent $22 million over 5 years to collect and analyze aerospace threats. Yeah, how about that? Curious sightings, right? I don't know about you, but see, here's the thing. If I was somewhere in the great outdoors and I saw one of those unidentified objects, I mean, I've seen shooting stars. I've seen some things maybe that you can't explain. But, Paul, seriously, an unidentified flying object I have not seen. But I can only imagine what it's like when someone tries to describe that to someone. And it's fascinating to us, and that's why guys like Steven Spielberg capitalize on it in movies, or George Lucas or whoever, because there is a fascination. And I wonder if that fascination is still out there. I think it is. I think the fascination over, is there life on other planets? What's that life like? That kind of thing. And is there exploration is out there in the back of many people's minds. So while we're dealing here on Earth with Bob Mueller and Bill Barr's relationship and what's happening on the Hill and what's redacted and did the Russians interfere? I mean, to me, the bottom line, by the way, with that piece of odds and ends information, we're never going to have an end to it. And the key, I think, of the whole investigation moving forward, how do we prevent the Russians or anyone else, and I said this the other day, from hack attacking our elections? I think it's disconcerting that the Russians could steer anything in our elections. I don't want them involved in our elections. This is our democratic process, which is fraught with problems, and we know that, because nothing is ever 100%. I mean, we can do incredible things with technology, but we can't have an airtight presidential election or local elections. I think we come close in some districts, but this is the problem. So the problem with hacking in and actually steering information and steering the way people vote from Russia's perspective is, to me, the troublesome thing as we head into our next presidential election. It's terrible. I don't want them controlling our elections. Again, it's our election. They can do what they want in their country. But there should be, you know, we are Americans as citizens. We have the right to vote. That's why it infuriates me, in a sense, when people want to complain about the government, but you don't vote. If more people, I'm serious about this, because I grew up having to have an opinion, having to come to the table and know current events and talk about what's happening in our area and all that sort of thing. Probably my interest for being a content curator and why I'm a content curator. So I would say that to all of you. I mean, you know, you vote, you can complain. But the more people voted, the more you would get the people that you like in office, because it would be that much more competitive. The measuring stick wouldn't be so much money, how much money you can raise. It would be more about how many minds can you convince that you are the right person to be the next congressional representative, the next senator from your state, the next president of the United States? That would be the difference if more people were involved. And I hope in my lifetime I see astronomical numbers. I hope the Z generation, millennials, do become that younger population that shocks everyone and gets much more involved in who they're electing. It would be great. It would be great. I have a friend that that I met that is involved with what's happening in California with a high-speed rail project. And it's this project that's been talked about forever, the California bullet train. And the spiraling costs are crazy. There's all kinds of delays. There's technical snafus. The last 5 years have been brutal. But supposedly now they have this plan to build an actual operating segment in the Central Valley that they say economically would be incredible. But here's the thing. For the state leaders in California that they have to consider, it's going to cost 20, ready for this number? 20, here's a measuring stick, $20.4 billion. And that's just to complete 171 miles of a segment between Merced and Bakersfield. Then you'd have to have another $15 billion. That would be an additional amount of money over the $15 billion that's already been spent to date. And what do they spend that on? Environmental reports and construction. I mean, here's the thing. They're already in the middle of construction. So what are they going to do? Say, no, we're not going to do it anymore? The rail authority says they have funding to complete the system, but they'd be almost broke by 2028 when the first train shoots through that farm area at 220 miles an hour. Oh, my, oh, my. So will we ever see a bullet train? I don't know. Will I see a UFO first, or will I see the bullet train in California? That's something to ponder. Is there a better chance of me seeing a UFO than seeing that train really come to life? Boy, that could change things for Californians. But that is a lot of money. You know, when they first started talking about this, it was nowhere, and that, it's always that way, right? It was nowhere near that kind of cash to get it done. And it's slow. It is slow going with this, in making this whole thing a reality. But if they don't, it's like one of those catch-22s, then they're stuck with what? Half of a bullet train that can only go XYZ amount of miles. I mean, they have to get the funding to finish it, I would think, because, you know, otherwise it's just another project where money was dumped into it and it wasn't finished. And that would be a shame for the people of California, because there goes money that they can ill afford in a state that's population growth, they say now, is the slowest in history. And why is that? Because things cost so much. Half the Californians are leaving California because when they sell their places, they can live like kings and queens in other parts of the country. And they can always go back and visit. I don't know, the high-speed rail? They're scaling back and trying to push ahead at the same time. If I lived in California and that's where I was going to stay, I would think I don't want to have a bunch of eyesores of half-completed projects lying around that you got to figure out a way to get that money and just keep on rolling, even if it's at a ridiculous cost, because they're already pot committed. And once you're pot committed, it's pretty tough to get out of that, right? Otherwise, your hands get slapped. We know that on a poker table that would happen. And I think in this situation, the analogy holds up. Coming up, speaking of poker, you might find a game or two in a man cave. We're going to invade one next here on the show with me, Kate Delaney.
D- The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome to this version of the Man Cave with me, Kate Delaney. So what are we talking about? Playoffs in the NBA, playoffs on the ice. I watched a little bit of that Stars-St. Louis game. What a blowout on the Dallas side, evening up that series. We'll talk about it in a sec. But how about this? Robert Kraft, the man who has led the Patriots charge to how many Super Bowls? Six Super Bowls. The Patriots owner hasn't been in court. His attorneys have tried to get the video evidence that they obtained inside a Florida spa tossed. That was that whole thing about him in a massage parlor. So the motion to suppress hearing spanned about 15 hours over 3 days and ended on Wednesday. The only decision by the Palm Beach County judge was that Kraft will have to attend a May 21st hearing. And then he is expected to rule on the legality of the sneak and peek warrant obtained by the Jupiter police to conduct that surveillance operation during the sting that they were doing. Cameras were installed during a fake bomb scare. So where does it go from there? We don't know. We won't know till then, but he's got to be in court. There's going to be a ton of media covering that. If he thinks a lot of media cover the Super Bowl, then you can almost count on at least half that amount being there in Jupiter to watch as he goes to court, even if he gets in the back way or whatever, there's going to be a lot of curiosity about that. And Kraft pleaded not guilty to two misdemeanor counts of soliciting prostitution. This could have an effect on what happens here on the team, because the owners are supposed to play by the same rules, moral rules, so to speak, as the players. And he could get slapped on the hand, so to speak, by the commissioner of the NFL, who doesn't like to go after the owners, but that he has in the past, if there's something that happens here ultimately with Robert Kraft. So we will see. The worst day of his life was going into this Orchids of Asia day spa. That's what I would say. And until he goes into court, we have no idea, because the lawyers were not successful in completely keeping him out of that. All right, let's move to another interesting story that we would talk about that makes you think, even the players get hurt. And of course they do, because you forget. I covered baseball for so long where I remember being at a spring training game, and I was on the field, the back end of the field, talking to one of the players. And I remember Rafael Palmeiro, who was a Ranger at the time, saying, "Did you turn your back on the field? You know you're not supposed to do that." Because, of course, the baseballs are smashed all over the place. And in the middle of the game, when you're a pitcher, that's part of the deal, the comebackers, etc. The Cleveland Indians are without their ace. He didn't turn his back. But Corey Kluber, for a bunch of time, because he was hit by a line drive, and they say he had what they call a non-displaced fracture of his right ulna after he was hit by a ball off the bat of Marlins outfielder Brian Anderson in the bottom of the fifth inning. So how fast was that ball going? Clocked at 102 miles an hour. Wow. And that he's the second Indian starter to have a significant injury, by the way, this season so far. I mean, we're not even that deep into the season. Yeah. No doubt about it. A baseball hits you, whether you're playing or you're turning your back to the ball, and they're driving the balls in your direction. Yikes. All right, so we know that Monday Night Football is going to look a little bit different this time around, because you had Jason Witten, who went back to playing the game. He said, "Enough of this announcing stuff. I'm getting out of here, and I'm going back to the Dallas Cowboys." So ESPN's Monday Night Football is going to be a two-man booth when they start their 50th season. Can you believe 50 seasons? So Joe Tessitore is back as play-by-play dude, and also Booker McFarlane moves up in the booth. He was a field analyst, so he gets moved up. And then on the sidelines, they've always had Lisa Salters for a while, and she's going to continue to be there on the sidelines. So that makes sense. Why not go with two-man crew, right? Isn't that how it started out before? No. There was three, if you think of the old days and Monday Night Football. But it has evolved into something, you know, completely different. The first time they had a two-man booth was in the 80s, Al Michaels and Frank Gifford. Then you had Al Michaels and Boomer Esiason. Then you had Al Michaels and John Madden. Then you had Mike Tirico and John Gruden. And then you had Sean McDonough and John Gruden. And so now we're back to the whole two-man thing. I think two is better. It can be a crowded house. It's such a delicate balance. Somebody said to me the other day, and this could be a discussion in the man cave, you know, who are your all-time favorite announcers? And does it really matter? And I'm like, are you kidding me? Does it really matter? Why was Vin Scully so good with the Dodgers? And, of course, that's radio announcers. Why is Eric Nadell such an icon and such a gem for the Texas Rangers? Because he knows the history of the team, and he knows how to let the game flow and not talk over all the action. And then tube-wise, there are some fantastic announcers like Ron Darling, who was a longtime baseball player. I've interviewed Darling a bunch of times. And he's good in the booth. He's good as a partner in the booth. He as an analyst, kind of lets things flow. And I think some of that is that whole chemistry deal, too, by the way. All right, so the Kentucky Derby, always a big deal in my family. Why? There's some history there. I have a second cousin two second cousins who are trainers. John Service is one of them. And he had a horse named Smarty Jones who almost won the Triple Crown. Smarty Jones was an underdog horse out of a place called Philadelphia Park. And Smarty Jones won two legs of the Triple Crown, the Kentucky Derby, and won the Preakness, but did not win the Belmont, lost by a nose. And my Uncle Joe was a jockey. So that's kind of in my family line, I guess we'll say. That's what we'll say. Kentucky Derby, wherever I was, always phone calls. When I was a kid, had to get back to the house. Everybody watched the Derby, been to the Derby. Omaha Beach is out of this year's Derby. The morning line favorite was scratched because the colt is not well, entrapped epiglottitis, easy for me to say. And that's bad news because now the new favorite, well, it's good news for the new favorite, I guess, game winner, 9-2 odds. So what happens if you're a bettor, you get, if you happen to already bet money on Omaha Beach, you get the money refunded. If you placed a bet on Omaha Beach or any horse, they can cancel it before the race starts, of course. So now you've got Bod, I think it's Bod Express, is eligible. This is a colt that is 0-3-0 in five starts. Now this one goes in, this horse gets to go into the race, but this was a horse, Omaha Beach is the horse everybody was talking about. I like the long odds, even though the long odd horse is not usually the one that wins. But if you're looking for what I call value, then you box it with something, and you've got some, you know, Bod Express, number 20 post, and 30-1 odds. 30-1 odds, but wearing the popular number 21. I like it. So you get some interesting horses. War of Will, I'll tell you one of the favorites, Improbable. I like that name. I like that horse, 5-1 odds. Code of Honor is another one that's pretty interesting. And sometimes I look at the jockey and see what I think of the jockey. Spinoff, 30-1 odds. 19, breaks from the 19th gate. Always in the Kentucky Derby, it's, so just to be racing in the Kentucky Derby is always a ton of horses. Then it gets narrowed down from there. But I know where I'll be on Saturday, and it's going to be watching the Kentucky Derby. I've rarely missed a Kentucky Derby, so I'm anxious to see what will happen. And later in the week, which will be our next show, I will give you what I think will happen in the race. I'll give you my three favorites, my top three. Win, place, and show. This show, for now, with the band playing, this hour anyway, is over and out. Make it count, everybody. See you again soon.
Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.